Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. Your creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our hope is yours. Woo! To hear heaven from the below. You're defender, yeah, with judgment call. We're protected by your blood. So come what may, you're worthy for. Yeah. Come what may, you're worthy for. All we are. All we are is glory. We'll bless your name.
cast our crown before you. We give it all to you.
For worship here.
Though you gave us these crowns, we'll lay them back down before you. Though you gave us these songs, we'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
We give it all to you.
We give it all to you. Yeah. We give it all to you.
We give it all to you.
And we lift you high, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God,
Lord.
We bless
thank you.
You,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Every day is a day of praises and of thanksgiving and honor to you, Lord, our King. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up in the morning. Thank you for the battles that you fought, for the battles that you won more than 2,000 years ago on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. We bless your name. Oh, we give you glory. We just thank you, Lord, just for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you that you always provide, oh God, for food, for clothing, for shelter. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for teaching us and leading us. We thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for our families, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Thank you, Lord, for the finished works of the cross. We bless your name. Father, this morning we come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Have mercy upon those that are connected to us. Mercy, mercy. Hallelujah, Lord. Mercy. Oh, God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart, and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces, nephews. We soak all that are connected to us in the blood of Jesus. As I pray, begin to pray for your families. Also call their names in the blood of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we soak in the blood of Jesus our children. I soak Ricky, Al, and Crystal in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy reign in their lives, in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, everyone under the sound of my voice, in the blood of Jesus, and those that are connected, their family members, Lord, the names that are speaking, O God, in the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we soak our spouses, our husbands, and our wives in the blood of Jesus, O God. Father, let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. We flush our physical bodies with the blood of Jesus and remove toxins. Everything that is toxic in our bodies, we release the blood of Jesus to cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us, take everything in our physical bodies that is not of you. Cleanse us. We need a cleansing. O God, let the blood of Jesus heal us. In the name of Jesus, restore us, redeem us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh Father, we put the full armor on. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on ourselves, our children, spouses, children, siblings, nieces, nephews, those that are connected to us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us. and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around our loved ones, our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. And the glory, the glory, the glory within us, oh God, we thank you and we bless your name. Father God, we ask you to send your holy angels, angels that are assigned to us individually, angels that are assigned to our families, angels that are assigned to this service, to this ministry, Lord Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives, in the lives of our family, in this service. Father God, we ask you to send your holy angels to minister to us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destiny, against your plan and purpose for our lives. Oh, Father God, turn everything in our favor, oh God. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence as lead us, guide us. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we love you. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Spirit of the living God, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Holy Spirit, we surrender totally to you. Every day is a day of praises and honor. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Forgive us sometimes for murmuring and complaining. Forgive us, Lord. We are grateful for all that you've done and all that you're doing, even as we are right here now, and all that you will continue in our lives. Lord, teach us to love as you love us. Teach us to forgive as you forgive us. Oh, Lord, let others see your love in our lives, to know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we pray for friends and families that have not received you as the Lord and personal Savior. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move upon their hearts and that they will receive Jesus, Lord and personal Savior. Oh, Father, let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we pray, oh God, that our minds, let the mind of Christ be. Father God, let us carry that mind of Christ, be imparted in us, think like Christ, walk like Christ, do like Christ. Let there be a transformation of our minds. Renew our minds, oh God. Renew our thoughts, our minds. Let the mind of Christ be in us so that we can be able to do all things. Have more faith and accomplish what you have set for us to accomplish. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will lead and show us, that the Holy Spirit will continuously move, oh God, will pour upon us a refreshing, a fresh oil. In the name of Jesus on this day. Father, we thank you. If I had thousands and thousands of children, it's not enough to say thank you. We need you. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. And we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but when I think about the goodness of the Lord, what he's done and what he's doing in our lives, it gets me excited. God is faithful and God is kind. What he says, he will do, he will do. Yesterday we talked about the Lord delight to honor you. And I took you a little bit backwards or forward when Haman had to put Mordecai on the horse and take him through the city. But the Lord resonated in my spirit as I was ministering yesterday. And this is a prophetic word. And I pray that you receive it, that the Lord delights to honor you. Just like he did with Mordecai. The Lord delights to honor you. Your labor is not in vain. The Bible says he is a rewarder, Hebrews 11, of those who are diligently seeking him. Hallelujah. And so he will want to be ready to receive the honor. God has not forgotten you, and he will not forget you. It may look, that's why we praise him and we worship him. That's why you praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my lips. So continue in praising and worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Continue praise. He's wonderful. He's faithful. And he's kind. As we did, we know that Esther was chosen as queen. She had on the royal crown. We see Haman, who is trying to destroy the Jews. You see there was a plot, and Mordecai told the king about the plot. And Mordecai, it took a while before the king honored him, but he was honored. We see that Esther had gone into taking her, before she was chosen by the king, she had her beauty treatment. We talk about Esther doing things, everything that was pleasing. She wanted to do things that were pleasing to the Lord. You see, when you start off like that, it always ends up good. But today I just want to give, and then next week we'll go into it in detail. After Haman had told King Ahasuerus about the Jews and all that stuff, and the edict had gone all through the land, the king had sealed this thing that Haman had already done, and it had gone out through the land. So we look at Esther quickly, Esther chapter I'm just going to just do a little summary, and because we have to take time with this. Death call, verse 5, death called Esther for her times, one of the king's chamberlain, who had appointed to attend upon her and giving a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hattash went forth to Mordecai under the streets of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him and the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay the king's treasures for the Jews to destroy them. Also, he gave him a copy of the writing of the decree that was given as Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther and to declare it unto her and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make a supplication unto him and to make a request before him for her people. And Hattash came, I'm reading Esther chapter 5, I'm reading verse 9. And Hattash came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again, Esther spake unto Hattash and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whatsoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king, into the king's court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold of the golden scepter, that he may live. I have not been called to come to Mordecai, Esther words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows whether you came? Mordecai is speaking to Esther for such a time like this. You know, one of the things I noticed, not only in this, in a regular life, when we have favor, we don't want to say the right things to people. We want to sugarcoat instead of saying what we need to say to help that person. Everybody need a Mordecai who will be straight up in their life. If you hold your peace, don't think because you're in there, nothing will happen to you. Qualified deliverance will come, but it will come from somewhere else. It will still come to the Jews. But God put you there for a reason. God do not do things randomly. Everything he does is for a reason and a purpose. And what I'm saying to you, you might not see it now. I might not see it. But wherever God has placed us, there's a reason and therefore there's a purpose. He just don't do things randomly. That's that. Believing everything, God is sovereign. And all these things was done for such a time like this. So we'll go through the whole chapter piece by piece. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, wherever he has put you, it's for a reason. He didn't give you favor just for you or your family or this or that. No, that's for his will to be done. Not his favor is for his will and purposes to be done. Oh, and don't forget it, when God releases favor, it's a shield. is a protection too. He doesn't give you favor without protecting you. Now, 5 verse 12 tells you that favor is a shield. So Esther has all this favor. It's a shield around her. We can understand her human nature because we all have that. We get afraid. But when God is for you, who can be against you? So this morning, my word is do not be afraid. God placed you in that place that you are or for a reason for such a God like this. And like Mordecai said, don't think you escaped. I remember in Liberia a couple of years ago, when the coup took place, it will not affect me and my family, not in the government. This, I don't care. But look, everybody got affected, whether you liked it or not. In some way, everybody lost relatives, or most people lost family relatives. Everybody got affected. Either way, if you didn't get affected from the first, you got affected from the war. What you thought was good, it turned in not to be good. So we have to be careful with these things. When the Lord tells us to pray, it's not about being opinionated. Your opinion, my opinion, does not matter. It's what God says. It's not what we see, what we know. We walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. So we always have to be obedient to what the Lord is doing and do what he's called us to do. He placed us in a certain place for such a time like this. When it's time to pray, do be opinionated. I'm not praying for this person, the this, the that. I'm not praying for this leader. I don't like this leader. I don't like. It's not about our opinion. And perhaps when we do get to pray for the Lord to change those hearts of some of these leaders, it will work in our favor. There's no way it will not work in your favor. You're part of the world. So it will work in your favor. So you will receive the blessing. Pray for some transformation of some hearts of people you think you don't like. Those things work in our favor in the long run. We may not be able to see it right now, but we also must do what God requires us to do. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Oh, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, we magnify your name. Your name, O God, is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. You are the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the encouragement. And for those of us that might not know why am I here, Lord, I pray that as they pray that you will open their spiritual eyes to know why. Even if they don't know the answer, that we will be obedient and do all that you've called us to do. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for miracles and signs and wonders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you delight to honor us. You delight to honor us. We thank you, Lord. And Father God, teach us as we walk with you to love, to be forgiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for open doors of opportunities. We thank you for windows of heaven being open. We thank you for an overflow of blessings. We thank you for healing, O God, and deliverance and restoration. We thank you that we can find our rest in you, dear Lord. Thank you for opening our spiritual eyes. Thank you for divine protection. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you are taking the Holy Sacrament, please, your communion is ready. If you don't have it ready yet, just, and you can just get water, because it's just a water and crackers or what, so you can take your Holy Communion. But first of all, make sure that you're in the right standing with God. If there are some things that you need to, you don't need to say it to me, you pray to God and ask God for mercy. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this morning, unforgiveness. So get ready for the communion. I will be right back as I get mine ready. And we'll take it, pray over your Sabbath offering, and release a Sabbath blessing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to bless the holy sacrament, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Breathe on the holy sacrament, the water, juice, the crackers, the bread. Lord, turn it from the natural. We invoke the covenant that comes in the blood of Jesus in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace. It's sufficient for us. So, Father, as we take this sacrament, your holy sacrament, we pray for healings in our bodies, for wholeness in our bodies. We claim all the breakthroughs and the blessings in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen and amen. And Father, before I even go further, I pray for corporate mercy and forgiveness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we do not want to take the communion and bring things on ourselves. So Holy Spirit, search our hearts and our minds and show us what's wrong in our lives. And we repent and ask for mercy. And ask you, Lord, to wash our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And help us in our walk with you to overcome sin and temptation. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. For I have received of the Lord, which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." You may partake of your crackers of bread that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "In my blood, this ye do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Ye may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. For let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the holy sacrament in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive all the benefits in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for renewing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, renewing of our minds in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine revelation in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name and we give you glory, Lord. We thank you. We claim all the blessings that comes with the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus, not only for ourselves, but for our children also and our spouses in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we, as we come to this part, we pray, oh, Lord, we lift up our seeds this morning, miracle seeds. I do not know, but, Lord, you keep saying miracle seeds, oh, God. And so we lift it up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus and ask you to bless it. We thank you first for giving us the opportunity to have whatever amount we have, whatever it is, we are grateful to you. And Lord, we ask you to bless the seed and whatever you have in store, whatever miracles you have in store. As you say, miracles, we claim those miracles in our lives. In the name of Jesus, nothing is impossible with you when we believe, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we claim the miracles, oh God. Miracles for our children, in the name of Jesus, grandchildren. Miracles for family members that are not saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. We thank you for fruitfulness and multiplication and fruitfulness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's someone is trying thinking about it. It's been on your mind about writing, right? If there's a book within you that needs to come out, start writing. Don't stop and don't hesitate. The Lord said to start writing, and you've gotten the materials to do it. So you need to start doing it. Stop procrastinating and putting it together, because as you do it, touch lives with that. I see you'd be surprised. And I see your book coming up to be a number one seller. So please write. Don't look down, because the Holy Spirit is speaking through you that there's something that you're going to unlock that the world is looking for and is right within you. It's coming up, so write it. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I see churches using your stuff, or your church, it's on demand. I think it's going to turn into a study, but please write, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration in the name of Jesus. Father, let your presence go with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray the Sabbath blessings upon each and every one this morning, that we can rest in you, upon each and every one of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please, 1 second. There's someone here, you like to... people gave you old shoes, and it might look simple, and somebody might say, oh, he has a pair of shoes, and the person has worn his shoes, or and things like that. The Lord says, stop taking those shoes, and you're wearing them. And what are you doing? There's some things that's been transferred, that blockage. If you go to the thrift store, you buy old shoes for yourself, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you're bringing something into your life that shouldn't be in your life. Be careful with old shoes. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you.